Scriptural Insight, Day 5. Can it be church politics? Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Also, verse 8 to 10. Also, verse 12 of Acts chapter 6. The above scripture made us understand that the church, as they grow bigger, apart from dishing out the word of God, table service was needed. Attention need to be paid to table service. And Stephen was among those chosen of the church. Despite choosing for table service, he was a man that carried the power of God in miracles and in wonder. As time goes on, it came to pass that this Stephen was arrested. Despite his impact on the church kept silence. They never prayed. They never raised prayer for the release of Stephen, for God to intervene. So Acts chapter 7 verse 58, Stephen was finally killed. Later on, King Herod apprehended James. In the book of Acts chapter 12 verse 1 to 5. And the church was still silent, as it were, in the case of Stephen. They never prayed. They never asked God for intervention on behalf of James, just as in case of Brother Stephen. King Herod killed James. And the journey of church continues. They keep winning souls for Christ. People joining the church daily, as the scripture made us understand, still in the account of Acts. But as time goes on, a moment came that the hand of this King Herod, when he sees that he pleased his people, how he beheaded James, he laid his hand upon Peter, as usual, just as he took the life of Stephen and the life of James. This church silence was broken. They arose in prayer for Brother Paul. I don't understand. Was it that it was turn of Peter, the GO of the early church? Was it that when he got to Peter's turn, they were awakening in the spirit? They were awakening to their responsibility in the place of prayer. Is it that they love Peter than others? Is it that they love Peter than Stephen and James? Or they don't know, or they just discover the power in intersection, in prayer? Or they just discover that Peter was the rock the church was built on, according to the words of Jesus. When Jesus asked Peter, "What do people think I am?" And he responded, and Jesus said, "Upon you I will build my church." And don't forget also, when Jesus told Peter that, Peter, the enemy, the Satan, desire to shift you as wheat, that your faith faileth not. But I've prayed for you that your faith faileth not. When thou is converted, strengthen thy brother. Was it this that worked on Peter that made the church to be awakening to their responsibility to intervene on the life of Peter? Because if Peter was apprehended, killed, the journey wouldn't have been smooth like this. Because what? It was Peter that Jesus handed the church over to. When thou converted, please strengthen thy brethren. So I can say he's the first GO of the church. Or do they think their prayer won't be answered on just a brother like Stephen or James? These are the men that carry the presence of God. They perform miracles and wonder. But when they needed the church most, they are the mercy of the people. They are the mercy of the king to eliminate their life and to stop exercising the power they have in the spirit. The only body that's supposed to intervene on their behalf to come out and continue to rock the kingdom of devil down, they were not there to intervene in prayer for them. Or is it a politics in church? Or they got awakened to take responsibility after Stephen and James has died? Praise the Lord. I leave the Holy Ghost to interpret the rest in your heart. As the topic said, can it be church politics? Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.